There's a lot to be said for Microsoft Paint. If you've got PCs in your school that Windows is loaded on, then you're going to have access to Microsoft Paint. And I see an awful lot of our students, to be honest, some of them do amazing things with it. But I have to ask why. There are far better products out there. And more importantly, if you use a web-based tool, of course it's cross-platform. And if you choose the right tool, you'll be able to use it across a raft of platforms, including tablets, and including iDevices like iPhones or whatever. So, with a choice, you might be able to find a product that is far more powerful than Word. I'm going to make a suggestion that Sketchpad might be one such product. First of all, there is no requirement whatsoever to register on the site. So, this means it's one of those sites where the work that you produce is, in a sense, transient. There's nowhere that you can save it online. However, once you've completed it, you can download it as a PNG file, as an image file, and save it out that way. And let's be honest, for the majority of the kinds of bitmap type work that students want to produce using something like Paint, then that's plenty adequate. It's not something that they're going to work on for ages and produce an amazing work of art go back to. They want a quick way of producing a drawing that they want to include in maybe in a presentation or in another piece of work. Well, if they go to Sketchpad, you get a blank canvas to start off with. You've got colour palette. You've got also a swatch that you can use. They can be helpful, both which include solid colours and gradients and patterns. So that can be useful. The drawing tools that you get include a text tool, a shape tool, sort of like a spirography thing, which is brilliant, and a fill tool, a rubber, and an eyedropper. Pretty much the standard kinds of tools that you get on lots of drawing packages. With each of the tools, you also get some variables. So, for example, if you're using the brush tool, you can change the diameter, the hardness, and the opacity, that kind of thing. And that's pretty much it. Just draw away to the heart's content. You do get a history panel. So if you're making changes or if you're putting parts of the image which you decide that you want to change, and you can simply go back to an earlier stage in your drawing. They make it really easy to do that. So rather than undo, you can use the history panel. Really good. Definitely worth a try.